Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're going to learn about a competition called the U.S. History Bee, and Sherrard High School has a sophomore by the name of Joshua Gibson that is doing very well in that endeavor. There was a regional History Bee in Minnesota last week. He won that. He now moves on to the national U.S. History Bee in Arlington, Virginia. First up, Joshua, congratulations. Take it away. Explain to our listening audience what in the world is a U.S. History Bee.
All right. So U.S. History Bee is similar to Scholastic Bowl, where you have to aim a buzz in on a buzzer for questions, but it's specifically on U.S. history, all the way back from Native American history, you know, to what Trump signed into law recently. To qualify, you need to take a written multiple-choice test and get at least the median score, top 50%. And if you do that, you get to go to Washington, D.C. for finals.
And you're doing that on April the 28th. So take us back to last week, just in terms of kind of the competition, who you're competing against. The regional was up in Minnesota, so how does that work?
All right, so I just go up there, I pay a $10 due to take the test, and I go in the room with people in my age group, which is in 9th and 10th graders, and then there were four people in that room with me, and the top two in that room get to move on, and I was first place in that room.
I know we talked to you before about Scholastic Bowl, but in terms of U.S. history, I mean, is this one, apparently it's your strength, I mean, is this something that you always wanted to do? How did you learn about the history bee, I guess, is a better question, and then pursuing this whole thing?
Well, I didn't know it existed until about a month ago when I was looking up Scholastic Bowl camps, and I saw that there's this national competition on U.S. history. So just took the test, and now I'm going to nationals.
Yeah, how excited are you, man, to go out to the Washington, D.C. area and compete against some of the very best in U.S. history? How neat is that?
It's pretty awesome.
Well, and I guess I learned another thing here today, Joshua Gibson. Did you tell me there are Scholastic Bowl camps? Come on, you're lying to me about that. What in the world goes on in a Scholastic Bowl camp?
For a Scholastic Bowl camp, you just go there, you learn a bunch of different things in a bunch of different categories, from fine arts to science, and then you get to compete at the end of the week in whatever category you wish, and if you get first place, whoop-dee-doo, you win.
All right, whoop-dee-doo. And I know the Sherrard Scholastic Bowl team had a good year. They won a regional title, so that's great. So getting back to U.S. history, you said, it goes all the way back to, Native American history to, the current president, Donald Trump. Is there a certain area of U.S. history where you feel pretty strong at, and then there's another area that where you say, boy, I need to really better my skill set here?
Yeah, I feel better more around the early American history of us as a nation, so Revolutionary War up until the Civil War, and for my strength. And I'm mostly weaker on modern history because, there hasn't been much time to see what's happening.
All right, well, good luck to Joshua Gibson participating in the National U.S. History Bee. That's coming up April the 28th in the Washington, D.C. area, actually Arlington, Virginia. Joshua Gibson, good luck and nice going at the regional last week.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.